That's a secret that only a small handful of people understand today. But over the next X number of years, it's fundamentally, in my opinion, going to change the way the entire grocery business works.
I'm Steven Spears, and this is
The Future.
The future of customer engagement
and experience
podcast.
Thanks for joining me. As always, we're presented by thefutureofcommerce.com, where you can find news, leaderships, and updates around COVID-19, but all things customer experience related. As we continue to navigate the norm of social distancing and remote work during this pandemic, one thing hasn't changed. We gotta eat and brush our teeth and wash our hands and do all these things which still require grocery shopping. This need to shop, mixed with the need to stay parked on your couch, has quickly changed the grocery industry. We had the chance to talk with Bill Bishop, chief architect at Brick Meats Click, about the evolving world of grocery. Now, if you don't know Bill, his day-to-day at Brick Meats Click focuses on analyzing the forces that are driving change in food and grocery retailing, and then providing practical guidance on how to respond effectively. He was the VP of research at the Supermarket Institute, which is now FMI. And then later, he founded Willer Bishop Consulting and led major studies on new store formats, pricing strategy, direct store delivery, and loyalty marketing, while also helping create the supermarket-focused Coca-Cola Retailing Research Council. Yeah, he's a knowledgeable guy. Bill had great insights, so I really hope you enjoy and take away as much knowledge as I did. Bill, thanks for joining us today on the podcast. I figured we'd start back where you kind of began, getting Brick Meats Click going.
Well, we started Brick Meats Click actually in 2011. Mm-hmm. And the epiphany moment for Brick Meats Click was that it was very evident that online grocery that was opening up with your ability to buy something on Amazon was kind of destroying the control that grocers historically had on what customers in a particular market would have. You know, if a category manager approved the item, it'd be in the store. If it was rejected, it wouldn't be. But then you knew once you had the option to go to Amazon. And so I discovered that one day, looking for some cookies that had disappeared from some Burry Lou cookies that had disappeared from the shelf of our local Jewel supermarket. I made a request. They said, well, they'll get it from the specialty distributor. Of course, that request was ignored twice. And then I went on the websites, and the website said, well, the cookies are in your store. And of course, I knew that wasn't the case, and eventually just bellied up and bought two cases from Amazon. It was a happy cookie eater, but realized that some of the historical market control of the grocer had been eliminated by online, and that was going to be transformational. So we went out and bought the domains for Brick Meats Click, and the rest is kind of history. We've been working at it now for, you know, basically 8 years.
That's awesome. So it's pretty safe to say that things are changing very quickly when it comes to grocery right now. How are you seeing what's happening with the current situation distinguishing itself from really any other time in grocery?
The thing that distinguishes the period we've been through right now is a lot of the folks who've gone online went there out of sheer fear of not wanting to be out and get sick from the virus. So they were under duress. You know, our own research that we've just finished here documents that there are 20 million more households who are buying online today, and I'm talking about shopping, not just going out and spearfishing on Amazon, than there were just a month or two ago. So the consumer has already indicated that under duress, if they have to, they can do this. And when they went to online shopping, the experiences weren't that great. There was a lot of product that was out of stock. There were a number of systems that were not providing the time responsiveness that were promised. So you have a bunch of people who have tried it, who've gone through the initial learning curve, but who, frankly, had average to poor experiences, who now will, I think, be looking around more. So from our point of view, that means that a good portion of that 20 million number of households are in play. And for the folks who are serious about winning that business, this is a chance to grab some market share.
That is a lot of people. So where do you see grocers prioritizing to capitalize and take hold of that new market share?
I think the prioritization is the shift from being product-focused, that is, selling individual items, to being customer-focused, that is, appealing to your household or my household in a kind of macro way. Mm-hmm. So idea here, I think, is this builds very closely on loyalty, because, you know, if we are customer-centric, then we lay the groundwork for building loyalty with customers, and kind of spoke about the power of the numbers. Mm-hmm. So I think what's next here is people are going to rotate. You know, some people will call it loyalty, but then they'll go, well, gosh, you know, that's old stuff. It's been 30 years. We all have cards. We all know that sometimes they send us, charge us more if we, you know, don't have our card with us and so forth. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the tip of the iceberg. That's the data. The real loyalty will come from being customer centric and demonstrating that back to each customer. It's going to be very evident that businesses that sell consumable products are going to be competing with each other for basically the business of households. And that's where loyalty will go. Once you get the actual purchase patterns at the household level, you can do some amazing things. First of all, if you think about what any individual household buys over the course of a year, and it's even more concentrated and similar over the course of a month, there's a real predictability there. So people are able to understand and better serve and personalize the needs of households when they get comprehensive data like that. Mm-hmm. And what's really fascinating is that once you use that data to time certain initiatives, you actually wind up being able to do promotions that arrive at the right time and are effective because that's when you need to buy, versus arriving whenever you choose to send it out and you've got to incent a 10 or 15 or 20% reduction, trigger the purchase. So you, in effect, once you really know how people are shopping, can promote and grow the business much more cost effectively. That's a secret that only a small handful of people understand today. But over the next X number of years, it's fundamentally, in my opinion, going to change the way the entire grocery business works. And so somebody's going to tip the weight in favor of being a primary supplier of the Bishop household because, you know, of the prices they give us and the values they give us and the service they give us. And why would we go outside of that?
Not a reason to. Well, Bill, I appreciate the time today. I do have to ask, have you experienced the grocery store over the last week or two?
We did have an experience on Sunday that was interesting. We were checking out of a grocery store, and it was a pretty vocal young man, probably 18, 19, who was our cashier. And he was talking about how lucky he felt he was to live through this period. So I thought, isn't that interesting? Here's
it is.
It is not yet 20, who's not complaining, who's actually saying thank you and celebrating for the opportunity to be here at this time, to experience it, to learn from it, to do what he could do to help. And I, you know, it was uplifting. You got to give the guy credit. I mean, he made my day. I felt very good about it.
That's awesome. Well, thank you again, Bill. You have provided more than a plethora of insight for us today. So I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for asking. It's, you know, this is, as you can imagine, when you tackle something like Brick Meets Click, this becomes your obsession. So thank you for listening.
That's Bill Bishop, Chief Architect at Brick Meets Click. I'd highly advise heading over to their website, brickmeetsclick.com, to read more about Bill's findings on the grocery industry. He's got a lot of great insight there. And as always, head to thefutureofcommerce.com to find our section of information entirely dedicated to leadership, data, and current news around COVID-19. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast as well to receive new episodes as they're released. And go ahead and leave us a review if you feel so compelled to do so. I'm Stephen Spears, and this is the Future of Customer Engagement and Experience podcast. Thanks for listening.